Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come to share with the listening audience a relevant kingdom teaching. I want to thank, first and foremost, Evangelist Hope Brogdon, who for the months of May and June was our special co-host, and the words that she released during that period, some still ring heavy in the hearts of those who have been listening to the broadcast. So Hope, we want to thank you for what you've sown into the lives of many, the keys that you have exposed, that their lives would be in a better place. And we also want to shout out a great happy birthday to you on today. Won't tell the listening audience how old you are because you're still a young lady. But we want to say happy birthday to you today. We love you and appreciate you here at the Empowerment Place. Well, we're in a new month. On yesterday, there was celebration all weekend long about independence and liberty and freedom and all those wonderful things, and people have been filled with types of excitement all over the place. And while people have been excited about Independence Day, there's some things that have still been taking place that have been causing some unrest. And so my question, what God brought to me today, and we'll probably discuss this for the month of July, is leadership. Leadership God's way. So if you have questions or comments or anything you'd like to share for those who are on the line today, press 1. I'll bring you in on the line. But we just want to talk a little bit about leaders. Leading God's way, what we need to be looking for in leaders so that we don't have to always be feeling some kind of way, just making sure we're in alignment with God. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise for this another teaching opportunity. Right now, God, I yield myself to you, to the Spirit of Christ that resides on the inside of me. Holy Spirit, I thank you now for taking control. Speak through and speak to me. Father, I yield myself as a vessel to be used, that you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you now and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. So, leadership, God's way. What's a leader? By definition, a leader is a person called of God, a leader in the church. Is a person called by God to influence a group of people to achieve a clearly defined purpose. We can take this definition of a leader over to the workplace as well. Any leader of an organization, a team lead, that individual is called to influence a group of people to achieve a clearly defined purpose. When we look at leaders and we look at the different aspects that we expect a leader to have, one thing that we look for in a leader in the Word of God are love, humility, and self-control. But in reading on Becoming a Leader by Warren Bennis, this is one of my texts for my upcoming class, he wrote a book on becoming a leader. And he says, so what does it mean for leaders of the 21st century? It means a number of things, he says, but three at least are at the top of the list. First, staying with the status quo is unacceptable. Staying with the status quo is unacceptable. Secondly, one has to keep in mind that the key to competitive advantage in the 90s and beyond will be the capacity of a leader to create the social architecture capable of generating intellectual capital. Let me paraphrase. A leader has to be creative and have the ability to create a culture where those that he or she is leading will says, most important point is that leaders in the light of change in our global economy is that followers need from their leaders three basic qualities. Mm-hmm. Okay. They want someone to give them direction, they want someone they can trust, and they want someone that can give them hope. They want somebody who can lead them. They have to have direction. They have to trust them. And they should give them hope. I said, wow, those are some pretty good things. Pretty good things. A leader. These are qualities that are looked for in a leader. So I went to the Word. Proverbs 16:9 reads, a man's heart devised his way, but Jehovah directed his steps. Proverbs 16:19. Then Hebrews 13:7 says, remember them that had rule over you, men that spake unto you the word of God, and considering the issue of their life, imitate their faith. Mm-hmm. Leading God's way. So I said, God, what's this about? He said, in this time, we are being confronted by individuals who are seeking a place, seeking a status, seeking prominence, seeking people that have an agenda. Thank you, Holy Spirit. People that have an agenda are attaching themselves to people that they want to call their leader. And what they see in that particular leader may be some of the characteristics that I spoke about here earlier, about being able to love them, someone who's humble, someone who's self-controlled, someone who's given direction, all those characteristics. They see that in that leader. But it may not mean that they have really sought God about if that's the place for them. Let me go over to the workplace. When you are when you're at a place where you want to decide what role you want to be in the marketplace, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or whether you want to go and work for a large corporation or a nonprofit organization or whatever the case may be, walking in purpose in the marketplace, you don't just choose any company or any organization or any type of hierarchy, even in your entrepreneurial moments. You don't just seek out ordinary places. Most of us, when we're seeking out a job or a career, we look to find that organization or that individual that's going to give us optimal benefits, that's going to give us the wages that we desire, that's going to have the proper benefit package. And by being connected to this organization, we feel confident. That's in the workplace. That's in the marketplace. We seek out. You know, there are many organizations in this world and here in the United States, many organizations that we see help wanted. They post for all these wonderful, magnificent jobs. But based on what you've heard about that organization or that company, you apply or you don't. But you check that organization out. You find out the history about that organization. You find out what their vision is and what their mission is, and you want to make sure that those things line up morally with who you are. and who you're growing to be. So in that relationship, seeking out your leader in the marketplace, we take time. We do our homework. We go to the interview prepared. We even go in with questions because we want clarity about what we're desiring to connect to. But when it comes to the church and when it comes to ministry, it seems that people will flock to the place that's most popular. They will flock to the place that's got the big numbers. They will flock to the place that's got the best choir, the best praise and worship team. They will flock to the place with prominence. But they're flocking to a place and not to a leader. Some months ago, I attended, and I think it was last year, I attended an apostolic roundtable in North Carolina. And there were some profound things spoken in that. And I think back then, I even posted some of it on the blog, on Facebook. And it was speaking about being connected to a leader. And it said, one of the prophets said then that you don't connect to a place, you connect to a leader. You don't connect to a place, you connect to a leader. And that statement right there was like, wow, okay, I didn't give thought to that. But when I went back and looked at some of the relationships I had had in church, I had also done that same thing. I didn't necessarily connect to the building. I connected to the leader. So those things spoken then were, go where you know you can grow. Go where you know you will be encouraged, that you will be strengthened. Go where that leader will recognize who you are and you're able to recognize them. It has to be a mutual respect, and it has to be such that you trust what they're pouring into you. Last month, as I sit here listening to Evangelist Hope with the message, when the broadcast was done, I sort of just paused a little bit, and God spoke to me, and he said, you need a leader. You need a leader. And I said, okay, God. I didn't question what he was stating, because I understand the importance of having someone to pour into me. He said, you need a leader. And I said, okay, God, where am I going and what am I doing? Well, in a matter of hours, the leader had been revealed and there was a connection, and I give God praise for that. But again, leading God's way means that when you are connected to a leader, there has to be, as it is you look for certain things in the leader looks for certain things in the followers, if you're really assigned. If I'm leading and you're following, then there has to be respect. There has to be communication. There has to be a willingness to give and take, not compromise. When I say give and take, I sow into you, you sow back into me. You know, and in Power Place, we talk a lot about iron sharpening iron. That means that sometimes where I am, I have to deal with it. But if you see something in me, you can speak to me, and I'm not going to get all bent out of shape with who do you think you are. No, we're in this to grow together. You know, for a long time, I didn't acknowledge myself as a leader. I didn't see myself as a leader, but it was clear that God had placed me in a role as a leader. I felt that I was short of leadership based on my thinking of myself. But again, God saw differently. And then he put people in my life that saw me as a leader. Didn't always embrace it, still don't always embrace it, but I have accepted it. My purpose as a leader is to lead God's way. To lead God's way. Okay. All right. So that this doesn't sound like Valerie's soapbox, I'll speak to it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For some of you who are listening this morning, whether it's on your job or in your family, God has a specific role for you. You are a leader. You are a leader. Let me say it again. You are a leader. Say it to yourself. I am a leader. Now, the realm of your leadership may not be a global, multi-million-dollar corporation. It may not consist of more than leading three or four people at a time, but you are a leader. And as a leader, one of the characteristics is love. We said a year ago, I think it was maybe a year ago, that, you know, we were going to take the position to love the hell out of people. Love them so much that they want to change their ways, that they want to change their mind, that they want to be renewed through love. John 15:14 says, "You are my friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment, love each other." We talk about love in leadership. We talk about understanding that there is a kismet type of relationship with those that you serve and those that you lead. A component of that has to be love. If you are with someone, if you're with a leader, and there is no love exchange, I'm asking you to pray and seek Father as to whether that's where you belong. I mean, if you're following someone and all you're doing is being belittled, being torn down, not being lifted up, feeling worse after you leave them than you felt before you went with them, I need you to check that. Because a lot of people will say they're your friend, even as John 15:14, it says, "I'm calling you friend because I let you in on my business. I want you to be careful." Because there are going to be some people who tell you some of their business and make you think that they really are your friends, make you think that what they're expressing to you really is love. But the truth of the matter is it's manipulation. They'll share with you some things with the expectation that you're going to share something back with them. But if you don't give them back what they're desiring of you, then they'll cut you down and make you feel less than. That is not a friend, and that is not a leader. Okay. There are some people that you encounter that don't put realistic. Okay, God. Realistic expectations of you. They desire from you more. And not that they're pushing you to being a better leader, but they expect more from you then they know that you're in a place to give at that moment. Leading God's way. Leading God's way as we look at love means that we're going to bear one another's burdens. You're going to take on the cause of someone who is associated with you. You're not going to let anybody hang to dry. You're going to recognize their need, and you're going to do something about it. When we look at the Word of God, the fruit of the Spirit, you know, people know us by our fruit. One of the fruit of this is love. Love. Love is needed in leadership. Look at our relationships, men and women, husbands and wives. When we look at those relationships, and okay, yeah, God, okay, God. When we look at those relationships, we expect mutual love to be expressed between us. Nobody ever wants to be in a relationship where you give, 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 and they take, and there's never any exchange. That's not God's way of leadership and relationship. It's not. It's mutual. It's mutual. Mutual respect. Mutual love. As much as I pour in, you're pouring in too. We have to be at a place where we trust each other. We trust the conversation that's coming forth. God, okay, God. Okay, God. Okay, God. Thank you all for your prayers. Oh, thank you, God. Leading God's way. Question. Do you trust your leader? Question two. Do you agree with the vision and the mission of your leader? Do you have issues with instructions from your leader? Now, this isn't that, you know, in the workplace, whenever they give you a task, you get upset and angry. Why are they asking me to do that? Why I always got to do that? Again, it's about relationship and leadership. No one stays on a job. I don't, and somebody might. But if I'm in a job and I'm being abused, I feel like I'm being abused. I feel like my skill set is not being effectively used in that organization. I leave. I do. That's me. I leave because I want to be somewhere where I feel valued. I want to be under the right leadership that wants to cultivate me, that wants to help grow me to a better place, just not allow me to be a cashier for 30 years. And I never move up. I never get the promotion. I'm a cashier for 30 years. I don't even get head cashier. I'm a cashier for 30 years. That's not where I want to be. I don't believe that's where God would want me to be. God wants us to prosper and to grow. He wants everything in us to be cultivated for greater. And that's a part of that is being with the right leader. Okay. Being with the right leader. Okay, so as I stated in the beginning of this, leading God's way, as God spoke it to me, was heavy. But as I'm sharing with you all right now, we're going to talk about leadership all month. It's very clear. We're going to talk about leadership all month long because there are some transitions, some transitions that must take place now. there's some realignment that must take place now, not just in ministry and in your church setting, but in our lives as it relates to relationships that we are in and even in the marketplace with some of our jobs. There are some transitions that need to take place, and we have to know the truth about what is expected and what to expect. Because for every one of us that is a leader, there's also someone leading us. For everyone that is a leader, there should be someone else leading you. None of us, we are not intended to be an island, but it's intended that we be connected. I go back and we talk about water, that analogy of the ocean and the rivers and the streams. Our first role model as a leader is God the Father. He is that wide-span ocean. And as he breaks off different veins, he is releasing into the world other leaders, that from that leader, streams will break off, growing new leaders. And as those streams grow and gain momentum and force, what used to be a little brook is now looking like a full-fledged river. Why? Because it's operating in authority and dominion. It's using the power that's been given. It's flowing according to the stream of the Spirit of God, flourishing. Some of us this morning are struggling because we're in the wrong place. We're with the wrong individual calling them leader, and they're not. We've given people our time, our talent, and we've learned a lesson. Apostle Janet Newell, I believe it was, posted something the other day on Facebook, and she said, God, Father, help us to discern. I don't wanna say this wrong. So Facebook, come on up. Yes, thank you. I wanna say it like she said it, because I was like, ooh, that's power. That's power. Some people might not have liked it, but it is power. Mm-hmm. And because I wanna see it, I don't. Yes, I do. Lord, help us to discern who don't belong to you so that we will not waste valuable time trying to convert them. That speaks to being the right leader, having the ability to discern truth about those that you labor among. Well, our time is about up. For those in the Richmond area, you're looking for someplace to worship this morning, join us at Kingdom Ministries Global Church, 3630 Williamsburg Road, Richmond, Virginia, under the leadership of Bishop and Pastor Elroy and Carolyn Henderson. You'll be blessed there. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for time with us. We thank you for speaking to us concerning leadership. God, I pray these seeds that have been sown this morning would resonate in the spirit of your people, God, that they would allow it to marinate and speak to them about who they're leading and who they're following. Father, we thank you for caring enough about us that you want to make sure that we are leading God's way. We thank you for it. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. As always, it's our desire that you be empowered, and once you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you. Until next time.